Let's just go through. So real quick, we're going to get into some using this calculator. So if you don't have it, how many of you actually have a separate financial calculator that you carry with you everywhere you go? Like it's separate from your smartphone. Okay, I'm going to encourage you guys. You don't have to do this, but I'm kind of a forgetful guy, right? And sometimes I would leave home without my best friend, my financial calculator. So some really good friends of ours, they actually presented at our last summit in San Diego. They're these tech geeks, but they also are avid note investors and real estate investors. They actually developed. So if you go to the App Store or the Google Play, right, and you type in 10BII, 10B2, and in a day development, it's the best $5.99 you'll ever pay. And get that work. How many of you guys actually forget your phone when you go somewhere? I do sometimes, but for the most part, do we forget our phone when we're going somewhere? So what do you always have on you? Your best friend, right? So I would encourage you. And I like that one because it's most like the 10B2 and very user-friendly. And they've got a lot of some cool functionality that we'll talk to you about. And so that's key. So get that on the break. If you don't have it on your smartphone, get it on your smartphone. I'm actually going to not give you the option. I'm going to force you into getting that because you're going to go through it with us on some of those things, right? I don't make any money, you know, on doing that. It's just a tool. It's a tool you absolutely have to have. And if you're interested in this, you got to have it. So are we getting ready to break? We're right there.
Put up that last slide, and then we'll roll the break.
This one?
No, the one after the calculator. Perfect.
Okay, perfect.
So they can get a knowledge and we'll keep checking.
Yeah, so how many of you just loved algebra when you went through? Right? So algebra, I actually loved algebra. It's something I did good at. But algebra, what is algebra? You're always solving for the missing what?
Variable.
The missing variable, right? So that's the cool thing about the financial calculator is as long as you have four of the variables, you're a wizard. You're a financial wizard. Right, and we can help you solve for that last one. And you're actually, when you restructure debt, it sounds all technical and sophisticated. It's really not that big of a deal when you're restructuring debt, right? And modifying and creating new terms. It's like you can make a lot of money just changing the terms of a loan, and there's still payments still going, right? They're payment driven, right? But you can structure things that helps meet their needs while still meeting your needs. And everybody does it just by structuring new terms on a loan. So everyone got that? So number of payments, you always want to know the term. And I'll just leave that up there because we're going to come back and we're going to drill down on that. But interest rate per period, right? That's self-explanatory, but you're going to put in the rate. And it's per month. Present value is really the amount borrowed, right? And there's lots of different things we'll teach on this. But, you know, payment is the monthly payment. And sometimes you know it. And sometimes you don't. If you know the payment, you can back into it, but you don't know what the interest rate is. So they'll tell you what they're paying a month, and you can say, well, I mean, does that include principal and interest, or is that taxes and insurance included as well? And then future value on most loans that you're going to deal with, what's the future value of that loan that you're buying? Trick question.
Market.
What happens to a loan over time?
It goes down.
It amortizes. And eventually, when you make your last payment, what's the future value of that loan?
Zero.
So you almost always know a future value when you're just calculating some of this. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It
really is. Hey, your 10B2 calculator by K2 or somebody else?
Yes, so.
It's two of them, that's why.
For those of you guys that were wondering, the 10B2 calculator, so if you go to the website, NNA Development, it'll actually, you click on Get App Now, it'll push you through. So that used to be what it showed on their app on the App Store, but Kay and Kyle are the two tech wizards, right? So K2 Cashflow is apparently their new branding. So that's the one you want, Kenny and Kyle, K2 Cashflow. So make sure we're going to really go deep on that for the most of the after lunch. We're going to spend, you know, going through some actual deals. And I just want to show them to you what's possible, and you're going to actually be plugging numbers. I'm going to use them where you guys make sure you understand how we got those, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to get out your 10B2, and I'm going to give you a quick little strategy session. You're a banker. Everyone okay? Say, I am now a banker. All right. There are the fat cats on Wall Street, right? So we're going to be fat cats on Wall Street just for a little minute. So open up your 10b2. Travis, on my home screen, I put that right there in the bottom right corner. I use it every day, right? You guys can decide where you want yours, but y'all got it up there. So this little orange button right here, pull it up. I don't have it on the screen, but hit that little orange button, open up your app, and hit clear. So that just clears above those five variables that we're gonna solve for. How many of you guys got your app out? We're gonna actually create a note right now. Right, so you got it? So they're all clear. So first thing we're gonna do, what's our loan amount?
108.
So type in 108,000. So up on my screen, I got 1,008, and I'm gonna say present value. You got that? You guys said, I wanna learn, I had four or five of you come up and say, I wanna learn how to use this thing by the time I leave. This is as easy as it gets, right? So 108, so that's my loan amount. What's my fair, what's my future value? What's it gonna be worth in the future?
Zero.
It's gonna amortize, right? So type in zero. I got a zero above it, right? So now, what am I gonna do the term? I'm gonna do a 30-year fix on that. So let's just do a 30-year fix. Right, so I got two left. Right, so what type of interest rate would you typically offer somebody in a seller finance situation? Are they gonna get 4% like they would if they could qualify?
8%.
Let's check out what 8 is, right? So type in, so now I'm gonna hit 8, and then I'm gonna hit IR. You got that? Everyone, so you should have four numbers above, and what's the missing variable? Who fell behind? Okay, so this is awesome. Start again, because this is really important. So we're gonna hit orange button, and we're gonna clear it. That clears it. So the inverse, we're gonna clear. So let's start again. What's my loan amount? 108,000. I type in 108,000. Then I hit what?
PV.
PV, so that's my loan amount. That's the present value of the loan, right? What's the future value?
Zero.
It's gonna amortize over 30 years, so it's actually zero, it pays off. What's my number if it's a 30-year amortization? 360. So when you hit zero, when you type zero, you have to go hit future value. So now it's set it. See how it's set it up top? It's set it. The little numbers are right up top. So now I'm going to hit 360. I type in 360, and what am I going to go hit? N. Why am I going to do that? That's the number of payments in the term of the loan, right? And so you're the banker, right? You determine what the interest rate is, right? So on this loan, we like 8%, so I'm gonna hit 8, and then what am I gonna hit?
IR.
So I'm gonna hit 8, and I'm gonna hit IRR, I per year, right? So what's my missing value?
Payment.
My payment, so now just hit payment.
7.8.
You guys got that?
Why does mine say negative?
Negative, this is a really good question. When someone has a mortgage payment, this was explained to me and I like it. When you are paying a mortgage, is money flowing out of your pocket or into your pocket? That's a good way to remember it. So if you're actually learning how to evaluate a future, like an internal rate of return, and money's coming in on an investment, right, you would use a plus, there's different ways to structure those. Like I'm trying to figure out, it's money coming in, there's just different ways to do that. In this case, we're figuring out a mortgage for our borrower, right? So it's as though we're them, right? So you guys got that? So if I do that, $792 a month. So I want you guys to think of houses right now, right? Think of houses right now that $108,000 that you could go and be the bank, collect an 8% rate of return, could you go a little higher?
Yeah.
Well, Dodd-Frank only lets us go so high. Right, anyone know what that number is?
11, no.
So we have an attorney that's been doing this for 35 years coming in July, you know, and he's gonna teach y'all. There's some new rules coming out August 15th for create note creators and people that work. We have a Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that's been so graciously created out of thin air to govern us to make sure we're not unscrupulous, right? So you kind of got to be in compliance. It's important to know those rules so you don't end up in bars, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So anyway, so that's a payment. So when you guys think of rents on a $120,000 house, is that pretty close to what they would pay in rent? You got to add tax and insurance on top of that, but that's a payment. You guys just create a mortgage and could write up a note now.